هي السلام عليكم، كيف الحال؟ ان شاء الله طيبين. شو اخباركم؟ كيف اموركم؟ كيفكم؟ كلكم مبسوطين منيح؟ برافو، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. Brothers, sisters, we praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى abundantly. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Yes, 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 and don't say no, because we're about to go to the very next ayah of the tafsir of Surah Taha, ayah number 90. تفضل يا شيخ مصعب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد قال لهم هارون من قبل يا قوم إنما فتنتم به وإن ربكم الرحمن فاتبعوني وأطيعوا أمري. قالوا لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى. قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعني فأفعصيت أمري. قال يا بن أم لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي، إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي.
Mute. Now I'm unmuted. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. And Aaron had told them before the return of Moses, oh my people, you are only being tested by it. And indeed, your Lord is the most merciful, so follow me and obey my order. They said, we will never cease being devoted to the calf until Moses returns to us. Moses said, oh Aaron, what prevented you when you saw them going astray from following me? Then have you disobeyed my order? Aaron said, O son of my mother, do not seize me by my beard or by my head. Indeed, I feared that you would say you caused division among the children of Israel and you did not observe or await my word. The Sheikh says, Rahimahullah, أي إنهم باتخاذهم العجل ليسوا معذورين فيه. By them taking the calf as an object of worship, they're not excused in this regard. وإن كانت عرضت لهم الشبهة في أصل عبادته. Even though they had this kind of doubt concerning the fundamental principle of its worship. فإن هارون قد نهاهم عنه. Aaron had prohibited them. وأخبرهم أنه فتنة. And he told them that this thing is a fitna for you. وَأَنَّ رَبَّهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِي الَّذِي مِنْهُ النِّعَمَ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ. And that their true Lord is the most merciful, the one from whom are all the bounties, the apparent and the hidden. الدَّافِعُ لِلنِّقَمِ, the one who repels all types of calamities. وَأَنَّهُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَنْ يَتَّبِعُوهُ وَيَعْتَزِلُوا الْعِجْلِ. And that Aaron had commanded them to follow him and to abandon the worship of the calf. فَأَبَوْ. So they denied or they rejected. وَقَالُوا. And they said, لَنْ نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. We will remain devoted to its worship until Musa returns to us. فأقبل موسى على أخيه لائما له. So Musa came to his brother blaming him. وقال, he said, يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعني. What prevented you that you have seen them go astray from following me? فتخبرني لأبادر للرجوع إليهم. Why did you not tell me so I can haste in returning to them? أفعصيت أمري في قولي. Have you then disobeyed my statement? And what is that statement? The statement in another surah, أخلفني في قومي وأصلح ولا تتبع سبيل المفسدين. He told him in another surah, as Allah tells us, he told him once, be my minister in my absence, or be my khalifa, the one in charge in my absence, and in my people in my absence, and rectify and do not follow the path of the corruptors. فأخذ موسى برأس هارون ولحيته يجره من الغضب والعتب عليه. So Musa grabbed Aaron by his beard and his head, and he was dragging him and reprimanding him. What is the evidence in this? There's an evidence in this that you as a man must have a beard. And be careful of some Arabs who mistakenly pronounce all of these words the same. Bird and beard and board and whatever other words which are similar, they all have the same sound. I remember having discussions many times with brothers and they said, man, that bird looks nice on you. I said, bird? Man, wallah, I got no birds, akhi. You mean a beard? Okay, it's a beard. It's not a bird or a bard or a board or I don't know what else that people might say. So the beard is an evidence that the prophets actually had beards because Aaron had a beard that Moses grabbed him by. And that shows you that this was from the Sunan and the ways of the prophets. Besides the fact that it's from the Fitra, the Sunan al-Fitra, the Prophet ﷺ taught us that from the natural way of a man is to trim his mustache and to grow his beard and to shave or remove his armpit, plucking, shaving, whatever it means to remove the armpit. Also the pubic hair, all of these have to be removed. All of these are from the Sunnah, from the Sunan al-Fitra, from the natural way of a man. And of course, women have their the same thing with more additional things as well. And so it's an evidence that you must grow your beard. Of course, I've explained all of that in the lecture. Let it grow with a natural flow. You can go on YouTube and check it out. For the brothers who are still shaving their beards, maybe you will get a wake-up call. And finally, start letting it grow in Ramadan and allow it to grow after Ramadan, because a beard is an obligation and a beard is a sign of manhood. And a beard makes you look nice. It makes you look nice, even if people might think otherwise. It's been proven that facial hair is among the things that are attractive. And so Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this wisdom, but many people don't understand it. That's besides the point. Al-Muhim, let's go back to the topic here. فَقَالَ هَارُونَ So Harun said, يَبْنَ تَرْقِيقٌ لَهُ وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ شَقِيقُ He's trying to get on his soft side. Oh, son of my mother, he's his brother. He could say, oh, brother. But why did he say the son of my mother? Because he's trying to use the mother as means of softening him. لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي. Don't grab me by my head or by my beard or by my head. I was afraid that you will say that you've divided Bani Israel and you didn't follow my command. فإنك أمرتني أن أخلفك فيهم. You commanded me to be the one in charge in your absence. فلو تبعتك لتركت ما أمرتني بلزومي. If I were to go and get you, then I would have not fulfilled the command you gave me to remain with the Makhalifa. Pay attention now to Harun's side of the story and his response to the accusation. So you told me stay as a Khalifa in my absence. If I go to get you, obviously they didn't have airplanes or cars or whatever, so they had to travel. Allahu Alam, how long the distance would be. If I were to leave them, then I'm no longer with them as you commanded me. وخشيت لائمتك and I was afraid of your blame. وأن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل and that you will say that you divided بني إسرائيل حيث تركتهم وليس عندهم راع ولا خليفة by leaving them without any shepherd in charge or any خليفة. فإن هذا يفرقهم this will cause them to divide. ويشتت شملهم and it will divide them into sects. فلا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين مع القوم الظالمين do not make me and do not group me and do not associate me and do not make me among the wrongdoers, among the people that are oppressive. وَلَا تُشَمِّتْ فِينَ الْأَعْدَى And don't make the enemies, belittle us or say, hey, see, that's what you get. فَنَدِمَ مُوسَى عَلَى مَا صَنَعَ بِأَخِيهِ وَغَيْرُ مُسْتَحِقٍّ لِذَلِكَ So Musa was regretful regarding that which he did to his brother who was not deserving of that. He was not deserving of that. فَقَال So he said, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِأَخِي My Lord, forgive me and my brother. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ And include us in your mercy, and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Now, why is that important? Because that quality is very rare. It is a rare quality. It shouldn't be rare. It should be the standard of the believer. But in this day and time, how little are the people who say, yep, I'm wrong. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. No. A'udhu billah that I will submit and be easygoing. Ishhada ya Sheikh. Are you out of your mind for me to easily submit that I made a mistake and make a correction? No. Not before I have hair grow on your palm. I will negotiate and debate upon falsehood until hair grows on your palm before I will ever say I'm wrong. Because we are living in a time where everybody's right all the time, mashallah, tabarakallah. But we learn from the prophets that when he did something, he could have argued, by the way. Musa could have argued further with Harun to justify his position and to say, yes, but you could have come to me, you could have been quick, you could have this, you could have that. Khalas, khalas. When he saw that he was wrong, he immediately turned to his Lord, asking for forgiveness for himself and for his brother. So all Muslims, this is the quality, man. And it takes, you have to swallow your pride. So as long as you're arrogant and prideful, you will not be able to operate like this. And that's really the crux of the matter. It is a pride that you're unable to swallow. And because you're unable to swallow your pride, you will persist and resist and argue in falsehood. And you will justify and beautify for yourself your wrong stances. But the Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever has the equivalent of a grain of mustard of arrogance or pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. He will not enter Jannah. Are you really going to forsake Jannah and its bounties and beauties and pleasures just so you will not submit and surrender that you were wrong? Really? Reconsider. Why are you guys talking in the background? Pay attention. You need this the most. ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَى السَّامِرِي. Then he turned towards As-Samiri and he said to him in Ayah 95, تفضل.
قال فما خطبك يا سامري؟ قال بصرت بما لم يبصروا وقبضت قبضة من أثر الرسول فنبذتها وكذلك سولت لي نفسي. قال فاذهب فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس وإن لك موعدا لن تخلفه وانظر إلى إلهك الذي ظلت عليه عاكفا لنحرقنه ثم لننسفنه في اليم نسفا.
طيب. Moses said, and what is your case, O Samiri? He said, I saw what they did not see. So I took a handful of dust from the track of the messenger and threw it, and thus did my soul entice me. Moses said, then go, and indeed it is decreed for you in this life to say no contact. And indeed you have an appointment in the hereafter you will not fail to keep. And look at your God to which you remain devoted. We will surely burn him and blow it into the sea with a blast. So I'm going to comment on this later. So be ready, because some of y'all made some statements yesterday that today you should regret, inshallah ta'ala. أي ما شأنك يا سامري حيث فعلت ما فعلت. So what is your story, O Samiri, since you've done what you've done? فقال بصرت بما لم يبصروا به وهو جبريل عليه السلام على فرس. According to the narrative, that he saw Jibreel upon a horse. رآه وقت خروج من البحر. He saw him at the time of them exiting the sea. وغرق فرعون وجنوده على ما قاله المفسرون. وغرق فرعون وجنوده على ما قاله المفسرون. So he saw Jibreel on a horse at the time of Moses and his people being saved and Fir'aun and his soldiers being drowned, according to the exegesis experts. فقبضت قبضة من أثر حافر فرسي فنبذت على العجل. So the remains from the hoof of the horse, is that what they call it? You know, from the foot of the horse, whatever came of that remnants, he picked that up and he threw it on the calf. وكذلك سولت لي نفسي أن أقبضها ثم أنبذها فكان مكانا. And my soul, myself told me, grab it and do this, and it is what it is basically. فقال له موسى اذهب أي تباعد عني واستأخر مني. Go away, meaning stay away from me and back off. فإن لك في الحياة أن تقول لا مساس أي تعاقب في الحياة عقوبة لا يدنو منك أحد ولا يمسك أحد. The first punishment is that in this worldly life, no one will come near you and no one will touch you. حتى إن من أراد القرب منك قلت له لا تمسني ولا تقرب مني عقوبة على ذلك. And if anyone were to come near to you, you have to tell him, don't touch me, don't come near me, as a punishment for you. حيث مس ما لم يمسه غيره وأجر ما لم يجره أحد. Because he had done, he had touched what no one else touched, and he did what no one else did. As a consequence for that and a recompense, then he gets that kind of punishment. وَإِنَّ لَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَنْ تُخْلَفَ فَتُجَازَ بِعَمَلِكَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ. There's an appointment that you cannot avoid and you will be recompensed for your deed, whether good or bad. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهَكَ الَّذِي ظَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفًا. وَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِكَ الَّذِي ظَلْتَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفًا. And look at your God to which you remained devoted. أي العجل, the calf. لَنُحَرِّقَنَّهُ ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفًا. فَفَعَلَ مُوسَى ذَلِكَ. And so Musa actually he burnt it and blew it into the sea with a blast. And I wonder what kind of respect Moses was showing to people of other faith, right? So where's the respect that Moses had while, you know, he was literally clowning and mocking this God. So see this God of yours? Basically, do you see this God of yours? Watch what I'm going to do to it. I'm going to burn it and blow it and throw it into the sea, and there's absolutely nothing that you could do, right? So that shows you that there's not one way to approach things, and that's how the prophets operated. Of course, we have Ibrahim who did something similar, even more. But that's besides the point. That's enough said. فَفَعَلَ مُوسَى ذَلِكَ فَلَوْ كَانَ إِلَهًا. Musa did that. Had this calf been a god, لَمْتَنَعَ مِمَّنْ يُرِيدُهُ بِأَذَى وَيَسْعَ لَهُ بِالْإِتْلَافِ. It would have prevented whoever wants to harm it or tries to perish it, tries to destroy it. وَكَانَ قَدْ أُشْرِبَ الْعِجْلُ فِي قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. This is after the love for worship in the calf was absorbed by their hearts. أُشْرِب, it's like they drank it and they were so saturated. It was saturated. There you go. That's the term. They were saturated. Their hearts were saturated with the love of worship in this calf. SubhanAllah. فأراد موسى عليه السلام إتلافه وهم ينظرون على وجه لا تمكن إعادته. So موسى specifically and purposely wanted to destroy it while they're looking at it in a way that they cannot bring it back or retrieve it. بالإحراق, by burning it, والسحق, and by destroying it. وذريه في اليم ونسفه, and then throwing it into the water and blowing it up. ليزول ما في قلوبهم من حبه كما زال شخصه. Just so that the love that they have in their hearts for that calf will go away, just like that actual calf itself was gone. ولأن في إبقائه محنة, and because in keeping it there will be a test. لأن في النفوس أقوى داع إلى الباطل, because in the souls there's this strong inclination towards falsehood. فلما تبين لهم بطلانه, once they've realized the falsehood of this calf that they were worshipping, أخبرهم بمن يستحق العبادة وحده لا شريك له. He told them who is the one who truly deserves worship alone with no partner. So he said in Ayah 98, يا مصعب,
إنما إلهكم الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وسع كل شيء علما.
Your God is only Allah, except for whom there's no deity. He has encompassed all things in knowledge. أي لا معبود إلا وجهه الكريم. None is worshipped except his noble face. فلا يؤله ولا يحب ولا يرجى ولا يخاف ولا يدعى إلا هو. None should be deified. None should be loved. None should be hoped for. None should be feared. And none should be supplicated except he. لأنه الكامل الذي له الأسماء الحسنى والصفات العلى. Because he is the perfect one who has the beautiful names and the perfect attributes. المحيط علمه بجميع الأشياء. The one whose knowledge encompasses everything. الذي ما من نعمة بالعباد إلا من. The one that there isn't a single bounty that the slaves enjoy except that it's from him. ولا يدفع السوء إلا هو. And none repels and alleviates calamities and harm except he. فلا إله إلا هو. then there's no deity worthy of worship except he, وَلَا مَعْبُودَ سِوَا, and none is worshipped besides him also. So there's no ilah besides him and none is worshipped besides him. Continue.
كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ مَا قَدْ سَبَقُ وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهِ وَسَاءَ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حِمْلًا.
Thus, O Muhammad, we relate to you from the news of what has preceded, and we have certainly given you from us the Quran, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever turns away from it, then indeed he will bear on the day of resurrection a burden, abiding therein eternally, and evil it is for them on the day of resurrection as a load. يَمْتَنُّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى نَبِيهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِمَا قَصَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ السَّابِقِينَ وَأَخْبَارِ السَّالِفِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal reminds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his favor upon him by narrating on to him the stories of the predecessors and the news of those who came before us. كَهَذِهِ الْقِصَّةُ الْعَظِيمَةُ, such as this tremendous story. وَمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ وَغَيْرِهَا, and what it has of rulings and other than that. الَّتِي لَا يُنْكِرُهَا أَحَدٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, the one that none of the people of the book even deny. فَأَنْتَ لَمْ تَدْرُسْ أَخْبَارَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, you did not study the news about the earlier generations. وَلَمْ تَتَعَلَّمْ مِمَّنْ دَرَاهَا, and you did not learn from the one who knew about it either. Because we know Prophet ﷺ didn't learn under no Jew or no Christian. فأخبارك بالحق اليقين من أخبارهم دليل على أنك رسول الله حقا. So you telling them يقين, certain truth, which is in line and compatible with what they have from their information, is an evidence that you are the messenger of Allah in truth. وما جئت به صدق, and what you have brought is the truthfulness. ولهذا قال وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّ أَيْ عَطِيَّةً نَفِيسَةً وَمِنْحَةً جَزِيلَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. We have given you this tremendous bounty, this great favor from us. ذِكْرَ, what is this that we gave you? This Qur'an. وَهُوَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ, it is this noble Qur'an. ذِكْرٌ لِلْأَخْبَارِ السَّابِقَ وَاللَّاحِقَ, which has information regarding the past and the future. وَذِكْرٌ يَتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ مَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَصِفَاتِ الْكَامِلَةِ, and it's a type of remembrance via which you remember what Allah Azza wa Jal owns and has of beautiful names and perfect attributes. وَيَتَذَكَّرُ بِهِ أَحْكَامُ الْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِ وَأَحْكَامُ الْجَزَاءِ, and you remember from this Quran the rulings of the commandments and the prohibitions and the recompense. وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ مُشْتَمِلٌ عَلَى أَحْسَنَ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ أَوْ أَحْسَنَ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ. This is a sign that the Quran encompasses the best type of rulings. الَّتِي تَشْهَدُ الْعُقُولُ وَالْفِطَرُ بِحُسْنِهَا وَكَمَالِهَا, the one that intellect and natural dispositions will confirm and approve its beauty and perfection. وَيَذْكُرُ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ مَا أَوْدَعَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا, and Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in this Quran what He has contained therein. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْقُرْآنُ ذِكْرًا لِلْرَسُولِ وَأُمَّتِهِ, and if this Quran is indeed a reminder for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, فَيَجِبُ تَلَقِّيهِ بِالْقَبُولِ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ وَالتَّعْظِيمِ, you should accept it, you should receive it with acceptance and submission and surrendering and exaltation. وَأَنْ يُهْتَدَى بِنُورِهِ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and that you should be guided with the light of the Quran to the straight path. وَأَنْ يُقْبِلُوا عَلَيْهِ بِالتَّعَلُّمِ وَالتَّعْلِيمِ, and that you should strive and face yourself and direct yourself towards the Quran by learning and teaching. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those. وَأَمَّا مُقَابَلَتُهُ بِالْإِعْرَاضِ أَوْ مَا هُوَ أَعْظَمْ مِنْهُ مِنَ الْإِنْكَارِ, As for responding to the Quran with rejection or with turning away, or what is greater than that, which is rejection, فَإِنَّهُ كُفْرٌ لِهَذِي نُعْمَةً, then this is a means of being ungrateful to this bounty. ومن فعل ذلك, and whoever does that, فهو مستحق للعقوبة, he is deserving of the punishment. ولهذا قال, that's what Allah says, ومن أعرض عنه فلم يؤمن به أو تهاون بأوامره ونواهيه أو بتعلم معانيه الواجبة. So now pay attention, now there are two people being addressed here. Either those who did not believe in the Quran in totality, and those are the disbelievers, so those who turn away from the Quran as in they don't believe in it. And now this is also addressing another group of people, the believers, who are what? تهاونوا بأمري أوامره ونوي. They are lenient and relaxed regarding its commandments and prohibitions. And those who are lenient or relaxed in terms of learning its obligatory meanings. So do you remember how many times I've told you, my brothers and sisters in faith, in Ramadan and outside Ramadan, please, please don't just be a parrot reading the Quran endlessly without understanding the meaning. The Sheikh is saying that you're a form of i'rad. It's a form of turning away from the Quran by merely reciting it without learning the meanings intended behind it. You must learn. You must learn. فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا. Then you will carry a heavy burden on يوم القيامة وهو ذنبه الذي بسببه أعرض عن القرآن. It's that sin due to which you turn away from the Quran وأولاه الكفر والهجران. And instead you turn towards the Quran with كفر, with ingratitude or ungratefulness or disbelief depending on the context, and هجران, abandonment of the Quran altogether. خالدين فيه, abiding therein eternally, أي في وزره, meaning in their sin. لأن العذاب هو نفس الأعمال, because the punishment is the actual deeds. تنقلب عذابا على أصحابها بحسب صغرها وكبرها. The same sins that you commit, they will turn into the punishment for its doer, depending on their size, whether small or large. وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملة, أي بئس الحمل الذي يحملونه والعذاب الذي يعذبونه يوم القيامة. The worst kind of carriage, the worst kind of burden, the worst kind of load to carry will be that. And the worst kind of punishment will be the one that they will be punished on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Resurrection. We seek Allah's refuge. ثُمَّ اسْتَطْرَدَ فَذَكَرَ أَحْوَالَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَهْوَالِ فَقَالَ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal shifted the topic to discuss now the affairs of Yawm al-Qiyamah and its horrors. So Allah said, تفضل.
يَوْمَ يُنفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ ونحشر المجرمين يومئذ زرقا يتخافتون بينهم إن لبثتم إلا عشرا نحن أعلم بما يقولون إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة إن لبثتم إلا يوما.
The day the horn will be blown and we will gather the criminals that day blue-eyed. They will murmur among themselves, you remained not but 10 days in the world. We are most knowing of what they say when the best of them in manner will say, you remained not but one day. أي إذا نفخ في الصور وخرج الناس من قبورهم. If it is blown into the trumpet and the people go out of their graves, the people come out of their graves, كَكُلٌ عَلَى حَسَبِ حَالِهِ, each according to his condition. فَالْمُتَّقُونَ يُحْشَرُونَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. So the righteous people will be gathered to the Most Merciful as a group. وَالْمُجْرِمُونَ يُحْشَرُونَ زُرْقًا, and the criminals will be gathered blue. ألوانهم من الخوف والقلق والعطش. They will be blue because of fear and concern and thirst. يتناجون بينهم وتخافتون. They'll be murmuring and whispering to each other. في قصر مدة الدنيا وسرعة الآخرة. They will be discussing how short the life was, how short the duration of their lives were, and how fast did the آخرة come. فيقول بعضهم ما لبثتم إلا عشرة أيام. Some of them will say you've only stayed 10 days. ويقول بعضهم غير ذلك. Others will say other than that. والله يعلم تخافتهم ويسمع ما يقولون. Allah knows about their murmuring and Allah knows what they're saying. إذ يقول أمثلهم طريقة. The best of them will say, أي أعدلهم وأقربهم تقدير. The one who had the best assessment, he will say إلا بثم إلا يوم, you've only remained one day. والمقصود من هذا الندم العظيم. What is intended behind that is showing you the great regret. كيف ضيعوا الأوقات القصيرة وقطعوها ساهين لاهين معرضين عما ينفعهم مقبلين على ما يضرهم. How is it that they wasted these short times and they spent it negligent, distracted, turning away from that which benefits them and moving in full force towards that which harms them. فها قد حضر الجزاء. Here comes the recompense. وحق الوعيد, and the promise has become true. فلم يبقى إلا الندم والدعاء بالويل والثبور. And ثبورة ثبورة ثبورة. And nothing is left except regret and دعاء بالويل. Everybody saying woe to me, woe to me, and this type of crying and complaining. كما قال تعالى. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد السنين. How long did you stay on earth? How many years did you stay on earth? قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين. They will say we stayed a day or even part of a day. Ask those who are actually keeping count. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. Allah will say you've only remained for a very short period of time if you only knew. تفضل يا مصعب.
ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا يومئذ يتبعون الداعي لا عوج له وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن فلا تسمع إلا همسا يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة عند يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قولا يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم وقد خاب من حمل ظلما ومن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا يخاف ظلما ولا هضما.
أحسنت. And they ask you about the mountains, so say my Lord will blow them away with a blast and he will leave the earth a level plain. You will not see therein a depression or an elevation. That day, everyone will follow the call of the caller with no deviation therefrom. And all voices will be stilled before the most merciful, so you will not hear except a whisper of footsteps. That day, no intercession will benefit except that one or that of one to whom the most merciful has given permission and has accepted his word. Allah knows what is presently before them and what will be after them, but they do not encompass it in knowledge. And all faces will be humbled before the ever-living, the sustainer of existence, and he will have failed who carries injustice. But he who does of righteous deeds while he's a believer, he will neither fear injustice nor deprivation. The Sheikh says, يخبر تعالى عن أهوال القيامة وما فيها من الزلازل والقلاقل. Allah tells us about the horrors of the day of resurrection and what it contains of earthquakes and turbulations. فقال, ويسألونك عن الجبال. They ask you concerning the mountains. They ask you concerning the mountains. ماذا أي ماذا يصنع بها أو ماذا يصنع بها يوم القيامة يوم القيامة. What will be done to the mountains on the day of resurrection. وَهَلْ تَبْقَى بِحَالِهَا أَمْ لَا. Will it remain in its current condition or no? فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا أَيْ يُزِيلُهَا وَيَقْلَعُهَا مِنْ أَمَاكِنِهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal will remove it and eradicate it from its place. فَتَكُونُ كَالْعِهْنِ وَكَالْرَمْلِ. As we know in other ayat and Surah Al-Qari'ah, it will become like a wool and it will become like sand. ثم يدكها فيجعلها هباء منبثا. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy it further until it becomes like dust that you blow away and it will vanish. فتضمحل وتتلاشى. It will perish and go away. ويسويها بالأرض. And Allah Azza wa Jal will level it right with earth. ويجعل الأرض قاعا صفصفا مستويا. He will make the earth leveled. لا ترى فيها أيها الناظر, meaning all on looker, you will not see in it عوجا, هذا من تمام استواه, you will not see any curve or any depression, any meaning any going up and down basically, ولا أمت أي أودية وأماكن منخفضة أو مرتفعة, nor will there be any higher ground or lower ground, it will just be leveled one long huge plain. فتبرز الأرض وتتسع للخلائق, so the earth will come out, will become visible, and it will encompass all of the creation. ويمدها الله مد الأديم, and Allah عز وجل will stretch it and as far as you can see. فيكون في موقف واحد, so everybody will be in one place, everybody will be gathered in one place. يسمعهم الداعي وينفذهم البصر, سبحان الله, if someone were to call, everybody will hear and then everybody will be able to see. So of course you could say, but this is not possible today. Yeah, and what's also not possible today is that you will remain in the sun for 50,000 years without dying. So that's why we make a distinction between the matters of the dunya and the matters of the akhirah, because they don't have the same physical nature and the same dynamics that Allah Azza wa Jal created in this world are not applicable to the life of the barzakh and are surely not applicable to the life to come. The affairs of the life to come are not to be compared to the current times, because what cannot happen today will happen then, and so on and so forth. So just in case you're thinking, how is that possible? Just like everything else that will happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jal make possible. How is it that someone will burn in hell forever without dying? Right now, if you burn, it will be, you know, a short time before you eventually die. You cannot keep burning forever. But people in Jahannam, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَسِيكَ رَفِجُ اللَّهِ, will burn in Jahannam eternally. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِ وَذَلِكَ حِنَ يُبْعَثُونَ مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ وَيَقُومُونَ مِنْهَا. So they will follow on that day the caller, meaning when they are resurrected from their graves and they get up from there. يدعوهم الداعي إلى الحضور والاجتماع الموقف. The caller will invite them to join this gathering, basically. اجتماع is like to come and join this standoff. فيتبعونه مهطعين له لا يلتفتون عنه. They will all go after him in full focus. They're not turning away or getting distracted from him whatsoever. Like their full attention and concentration is on following the caller. ولا يعرجون يمنة ولا يسرى. They don't even go right or left. وقوله لا عوج له أي لا عوج لدعوة الداعي. As for what is intended between لا عوج له, meaning there's no depression or elevation. Here, how did they, no deviation therefrom. Meaning for the calling of the caller. بل تكون دعوته حقا وصدقا لجميع الخلق. His invitation to them will be true and truthful and real to all of the creation. يسمعهم جميعهم. He will be able to make all of them hear. ويصيح لهم أجمعين. And he will scream at all of them. فيحضرون لموقف القيامة خاشعة أصواتهم للرحمن. So they will arrive at the place of resurrection with their voices basically mellowed down and just whispering. All you hear is whispering. خاشعة is like you barely speak. فلا تسمع إلا همسة أي إلا وطأ الأقدام أو المخافة سرا بتحريك الشفتين فقط. So the only thing you will hear will be footsteps, or it could be the whisper, as in just people moving their lips, but you cannot even hear anything, just the mere movement of the lips. يملكهم الخشوع والسكوت. They will be overwhelmed with submissiveness and silence and paying attention, والإنصات, and listening attentively. انتظارا لحكم الرحمن فيهم. Everybody will be waiting for the judgment of the most merciful among them. وتعنو وجوههم أي تذل وتخضع. And their faces will be belittled and humbled and humiliated before Allah. فترك في ذلك الموقف العظيم الأغنياء والفقراء والرجال والنساء والأحرار والأرقاء والملوك والسوق. سبحان الله. You will see in that great gathering the rich people, the poor people, the men, the women, the free, the slaves, the kings, and the peasants. Everybody will be there. ساكتين منصتين خاشعة أبصارهم. They will be silent, paying attention. Their visions have been lowered. خاضعة رقابهم. Their necks will be bent down. جاثين على ركبهم عانية وجوههم. They will be down on their knees, and they will be in the state of, their faces will be belittled and humiliated. Yani they're in a state of complete helplessness. You can't speak. You can imagine. you can imagine, you know, how tremendous this will be. And no matter how rich or poor, it's all the same. Whether you're a king or a peasant, it's all the same. There will be no VIP. There'll be no privileges. There will be no exceptions in this regard because of some worldly gain, right? The people that will benefit in Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will see, are those who had the most iman and the most good deeds. لا يدرون ماذا ينفصل كل منهم به ولا ماذا يفعل به. None of them know what will be decided regarding them or what will happen to them. قد اشتغل كل بنفسه. Each person is busy with himself. وشأنه عن أبي وشأنه. Everybody is busy with himself. عن أبيه وأخيه وصديقي وحبيبه. You'll be so busy with yourself, you will care less about your father, about your brother, about your friend, and about your loved one, your beloved, يعني the wife or the spouse. All of these people will be like, yalla, I don't have time for anybody. يوم يفر المرء من لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني. I hope you continue the ayat and you know these ayat memorized. If you still don't have juzum amma memorized, then Allah al-musta'an. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. Everybody on that day will have he will be concerned with his own affair, making him not even care about anybody else, no matter how beloved that person was them in the dunya. فحينئذ يحكم فيه الحاكم العدل الديان. On that day, then the judge, the most just, the holder of account, the holder of accountability will judge. وَيُجَازِي الْمُحْسِنَ بِإِحْسَانِهِ وَالْمُسِيئَ بِالْحِرْمَانِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will recompense the muhsin with ihsan and al-musi' bil-hirman. And the one who puts forward evil with deprivation. That person will be given deprivation. Subhanallah. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Is the reward for excellence except excellence? Huh? If you do good, will Allah Azza wa Jal give you anything but good? Mustahil. Mustahil. Impossible that you will put forward good and Allah will give you something bad in return. You put something good, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even better. But where's the ihsan from us to get the ihsan from Allah? وَالْأَمَلُ بِالرَّبِّ الْكَرِيمِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَنْ يُرِيَ الْخَلَائِقَ مِنْهُ مِنَ الْفَضْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَالْعَفَّ وَالصَّفْحَ وَالْغُفْرَانِ مَا لَا تُعَبِّرُ عَنْهُ الْأَلْسِنَةُ وَلَا تَتَصَوَّرُهُ الْأَفْكَارُ. And the hope we have, and the hope we have in the generous Lord, the gracious, the merciful, that He will show the creation of His bounties and excellence and pardoning and overlooking mistakes and forgiveness what the tongues are unable to express and the minds are unable to imagine. وَيُتَطَلَّعُ لِرَحْمَتِهِ إِذْ ذَاكَ جَمِيعُ الْخَلْقِ. And all of the creation will be hoping and anticipating the mercy of Allah. لِمَا يُشَاهِدُونَهُ. Because of what they will see. فَيَخْتَصُّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَبِرُسُولِهِ بِالرَّحْمَةِ. So but Allah Azza wa Jal will restrict this kind of mercy to the believers. We ask Allah to make us among them and to claim our souls where we are believers in Him and His Messenger upon the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He will specify this to the messengers also with mercy. So we hope and pray that we will receive Allah's mercy on that day. فَأَنْ قِيلَ مِنْ أَيْنَ لَكُمْ هَذَا الْأَمَلِ. If someone were to say, why are you having this kind of hope and anticipation that you will, you know, Allah will show you so much mercy and forgiveness and pardoning? وَأَنْ شَيْتَ قُلْتْ مِنْ أَيْنَ لَكُمْ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ بِمَا ذُكِرْ. If you were to say, where do you get this knowledge from about what you mentioned? قُلْنَا لِمَا نَعْلَمَهُ مِنْ غَلَبَةِ رَحْمَتِهِ لِغَضَبِهِ. Because of what we know of the fact that Allah's mercy overrides His anger. وَمِنْ سَاعَةِ جُودِهِ الَّذِي عَمَّ جَمِيعَ الْبَرَايَ. Because of the generosity which has encompassed all of the creation. وَمِمَّا نُشَاهِدُهُ فِي أَنفُسِنَا وَفِي غَيْرِنَا مِنَ النِّعَمِ الْمُتَوَاتِرَ فِي هَذَا الدَّارَ. Because what we see in ourselves and in others of the continuous blessings that Allah gives us in this worldly life. وَخُصُوصًا فِي فَضْلِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Specifically in the day of resurrection. فإن قوله وخشعت الأصوات للرحمن إلا من أذن له الرحمن ومع قوله الملك يوم أذن حق للرحمن. Notice all these ayat. Allah says that the voices will be trembled for the most merciful. Then He said, except the one who the most merciful gives permission to. Then Allah says, on that day, the sovereignty and the kingship belongs in truth to the Rahman. So notice all of these, what is the common name that has been used? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. It could have been Al-Jabbar. It could have been Al-Muntaqim. It could have been Al-Aziz. It could have been any of the other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah azza wa jal chose the term and the name Ar-Rahman. Along with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna lillahi mi'ata rahma, Allah azza wa jal has 100 mercies. أنزل لعباده رحمة بها يتراحمون ويتعاطفون. Allah only send down one. Allah Azza wa Jal send down only one mercy from the 100. And with that one mercy, we all show mercy to one another and we show compassion to one another. You see how amazing it is? From the 100 mercies of Allah, we are all using only one. The mercy that you see among the creation, and alhamdulillah, there's a lot of wrong, but there's a lot of mercy also among the good people. حتى إن البهيمة ترفع حافرها عن ولدها خشية أن تطأه. So much so that you see the animal lifting up its leg when it's breast feeding or nursing its baby, whatever that baby is, so that it doesn't step on him. Isn't that from the mercy of the animal towards its child? أي من الرحمة المودعة في قلبها. This is out of the mercy that Allah placed in the heart of even the animals. فإذا كان يوم القيامة. But when it is the day of resurrection, ضم هذه الرحمة إلى 99 رحمة. Allah Azza wa Jal will add this one mercy to 99, to the remaining 99. فرحم بها العباد. So that Allah Azza wa Jal will show mercy to the slaves. And this is something to look forward to, wallahi. It shouldn't make us become careless or negligent or go on the wrong path and say, ya akhi, it's okay, look, there's still 99 mercies of Allah. And so on. You don't know what will happen. You don't know whether you will remain a Muslim. You don't know whether you remain upon a path. You don't know whether you will die as a believer. You don't know whether you'll be even entitled to this. The fact that Allah will show mercy doesn't mean that there will be some people who will be deprived of the mercy of Allah. مع قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the same Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, لله أرحم بعباده من الوالدة بولدها. Along with the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, where Allah says, where he said that Allah is more merciful to his slaves than the mother is to her child. And if you want to see mercy, look at the mother with her children, especially when they're babies. Especially when they're babies. The mother doesn't sleep properly. She gives up on her own self and caring for herself, looking after herself. And all of her focus and attention is her child. If a child is crying all night, the mother remains up. Have you ever seen a mother fall asleep while her baby's crying and sick? Where is that? When was the last time you saw a mother knock out while her child is sick? It doesn't happen. The mother would remain up the whole night with the baby, comforting him and talking to him and, you know, wiping his head and making him feel better. You see that mercy? Allah is more merciful to slaves than the mother is to her child. فَقُلْ مَا شِئْتَ عَنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. So the sheikh said, say whatever you want to say about the mercy of Allah. فَإِنَّهَا فَوْقَ مَا تَقُولُ. It is greater than what you say. وَتَصَوَّرْ فَوْقَ مَا شِئْتَ. And then it will be, فَإِنَّهَا فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ. And try to imagine whatever you want to imagine, it will be greater than your imagination. فسبحان من رحم في عدله وعقوبته. So سبحانه, so how exalted, how perfect is he who shows mercy in his justice and even in his punishment. كما رحم في فضله وإحسانه ومثبته. The same way he shows mercy in his bounty and his excellence and his reward. وتعالى من وسعت رحمته كل شيء. And exalted is the one whose mercy encompasses everything. وعما كرمه كل حي. And his nobleness and his generosity has encompassed every living thing. وَجَلَّ مَنْ غَنِيَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ رَحِيمٌ بِهِمْ. And exalted is he who is self-sufficient of his slaves, yet merciful to them. وَهُمْ مُفْتَقِرُونَ إِلَيْهِ عَلَى الدَّوَامِ فِي جَمِيعِ أَحْوَالِهِمْ. While they are in poverty, in the state of perpetual poverty for him, and in need of him in all of their affairs. فَلَا غِنَى لَهُمْ عَنْهُ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. They cannot avoid, or they have no substitute, they cannot afford to be away from Allah or from His mercy, not even the blink of an eye. Not even the blink of an eye. قوله يومئذ لا تنفع الشفاعة إلا من أذن له الرحمن ورضي له قوله أي لا يشفع أحد عنده من الخلق إلا من أذن له في الشفاعة. No one will be able to intercede among the creation except the one who's been given permission to intercede. ولا يأذن إلا لمن رضي قوله. And Allah will not give that permission except to the one whom He is pleased with the statement. أي شفاعته, meaning His intercession. من الأنبياء والمرسلين وعباده المقربين فيما ارتضى قوله وعمله. From among, who will be the ones interceding? The prophets and the messengers and His righteous slaves who are near to Him. Those whom He is pleased with their statements and their actions. وهو المؤمن المخلص أو المخلص. And that is the sincere believer or the selected believer. فإذا اختل واحد من هذه الأمور فلا سبيل لأحد إلى شفاعة من أحد. If any of these affairs are disturbed, are not present, then no one will have any access to intercede for someone else. وينقسم الناس في ذلك الموقف قسمين. The people will be divided on that day into two categories. ظالمين بكفرهم وشرهم, people that are oppressive with their disbelief and their evil. فهؤلاء لا ينالهم إلا الخيبة والحرمان والعذاب الأليم في جهنم وسخط الديان. Those people will get nothing but disappointment, deprivation, severe punishment in the hellfire, and the anger of the one who holds accountable. والقسم الثاني, the second category of people, we ask Allah to make us among them. من آمن الإيمان المأمور به, whoever believes the proper faith, whoever has established the proper faith. وعمل صالحا من واجب ومسنون, and he has done righteous deeds, whether obligatory or recommended. فلا يخاف ظلما أي زيادة في سيئاته, should not fear any increase in his sins. ولا هضما أي نقصا من حسناته, nor will he have any of his good deeds taken away from him. بل تغفر ذنوبه وتطهر عيوبه وتضاعف حسناته, rather his sins will be forgiven, his faults will be purified, and his deeds will be multiplied, his good deeds will be multiplied. وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما, and even if it's one good deed, Allah will multiply it and he will give from himself a great reward. And with this, inshallah, we conclude then. We are at ayah number 113. Let's see what you brothers and sisters have in terms of questions. Yo. What should a person do if he wants to get married at a young age, but his parents won't let him get married at that age? What to do? And is getting married at 15 or 14, if someone is able, a good age? If someone is able to get married at 14 or 15, yes, it's a great age to get married. Why not? But if your parents won't let you, then you obviously, they might have a reason. Are you able? I mean, the question is, first of all, I need to know whether you're a male or a female. Whether you're a brother or a sister. If you're a brother, do you have a job? Do you have money? How are you going to take care of your wife? Your wife has the right to have an accommodation. You have to feed her. You have to clothe her. Are you able to do this? And how are you doing this? Okay, Zabua Mabua in Arabic. Wallah alladhi la ilaha ghayru ya Sheikh. Anta mu tabi'i ya akhi. Ya akhi, anta minnain jayin? Brother, Zabua Mabua, Allah al-Azim. Can you please come to Riyadh? I invite you on your own expense to come to Riyadh because I have a private chat I need to have with you behind closed doors. Ala kulli hal, you are the biggest troll of all times. You are the trollest person I've ever seen. Anyways, bro, if you're able and you can afford to look after a wife, then go ahead. Now, some of the scholars say you don't have to get your parents' permission in this regard if you fear fitna for yourself. And some of them say that you should get your parents' permission. There's a difference of opinion among the scholars. Next, you will come, inshallah. Yeah, come. Is it extremism or radical to make dua to shorten an innovative's lifespan? I'm referring to the Ustad who continuously spread falsehood. Wallahi, it's better to make dua for him. But sometimes I can understand how difficult that is. Allahu alam. Allahu alam. I've probably said that. I've asked Allah Azza wa Jal to remove that person from da'wah. I'm not going to ask for his lifespan to be shortened. But, you know, I would say that he no longer gets to spread his falsehood. That's more appropriate, inshallah. Next. I heard a da'i say that if you plan to commit murder, you have the same sin as if you were to go through with the murder and actually kill the person. Is that correct? I don't know. Go. You have to ask that da'i, bro. One of the signs of Qiyamah is that the deserts of Arabia will turn green. Has this already happened? Well, there's plenty of greenery around, bro, but I don't think all the deserts are green at the moment. Assalamu alaikum, Abu Mus'ab, alaikum salam. Advice when we're trying to better ourselves but get thoughts and memories of past mistakes and sins. those should be the same reason why you should continue to get better. Your memories and thoughts of the old past mistakes and sins and you feeling bad and remorseful about how you had conducted yourself with Allah is the reason for you to continue to better yourself. Next. If I watch a superhero movie like Loki, lucky. That's not which is based on shirk and many gods. Did I commit shirk if I was pleased with it and I enjoyed watching it for entertainment? You probably did. Yeah. I would say this. I'm not saying that you're a mushrik, but I would say enjoying it, even though you know that it's all type of shirk. Yeah, you got a problem, Batman. You got a serious problem, bro. Come on, man. Watching stupid movies, man. Can a regular Muslim who's exceedingly learned reach for Jannatul Firdaus? Of course. Of course. Brother, what are the asbab to take in order to get rid of arrogance? By knowing that you're a sperm. You're a sperm that became human. And you go back to the dirt. What are you so arrogant about? Only 19 likes. Really? Come on, guys. Yeah, come on, guys. What's going on here? Like. Oh, remember the old Facebook lecture and the Facebook thing back in Malaysia? Oh, my God. Is wine... Why are y'all answering me in there, man? Is wine impure? I see the evidence for it to be pure as strong. But then why do most scholars and the four imams say it's najis? I don't know, bro, what evidence is you're talking about that show that it's impure. You got to ask those imams, man. I'm not the reference for you in the fiqh matters. Now, some people have claimed to see in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dreams that were given some instructions. Can we believe such people? Anyone who tells you that they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, you need to do A or B or tell by Ummah or tell Madri Ish, they are flat out liars. They saw nothing but shayateen. Because they're claiming that there's still revelation going on. And now the revelation is through those special, unique, blessed individuals that get to talk to Prophet ﷺ in their dreams. And now he delegates the task of conveying more messages to us through them. Are you crazy? That is crazy. That's insanity. Those people are liars, man. Lying through their teeth. Seeing the Prophet ﷺ in a dream is real. If you know what he looks like and you see him, you could see him, you could talk to him. It happens to righteous people all the time. But once they tell you, oh, he told me to tell you or to tell the people or this and that, khalas. Put a big X on them. Next. Can you make for us, the subscribers, a special promo code that will give us discount in Samsung articles? Articles? No, I can't. I cannot, unfortunately, because there's no relationship between my job at Samsung and my da'wah. It's not like I can go to my management and say, by the way, I'm a great... I tried... Most people don't know what I do, by the way. Only that... I mean, some people know, but in terms of... I'm not trying to broadcast at work that I am a da'i. I keep it low profile. I keep it low key. And so I can't go put myself forward and say, can we do this and can we do that? Because they're going to tell me, dude, what business do we have with those people, man? You know, they want to make money. It's a money-making company. They're not going to look at it this way. Sorry, Anise, but I have to... You will go to Apple then? Okay, go to Apple. Go get a bitten apple, huh? Make sure that when you get an apple, you don't even get the privilege of getting a complete one. Let them take one bite and give you the leftover. Yeah, more power to you. Mashallah, very smart. Yeah, just because I don't give you a discount, you get to go to Apple. Ooh! Yeah, go burn your money. Burn your money! What is the ruling on praying Salah wearing half sleeves shirt or tucked in shirt or without a cap? Completely fine. Yeah, Apple will be better for people with low IQ. Since feeding people in Ramadan is wrong, is it okay if I feed a pet hamster? And also, can I watch videos of people who call to nationalism and believe religion is dividing the people? Yeah, Sheikh Al-Gabila. Yeah, Habibi, Inta, you want your hamster to fast with you? Yeah, I don't understand. You're going to let the hamster die from sunrise to sunset. You don't feed the miskeen? What does you not feeding people have to do with feeding your hamster? And why do you have a hamster to begin with? As a Muslim, you shouldn't have a hamster. Hamsters are like mice, a type of mice, aren't they? And those are, the Prophet ﷺ said, it's a fawaisika. It's a corrupt little animal. Y'all raising it at home so it could poop for you on a wheel all day. And no, you cannot watch videos of people who call to nationalism or believe that religion is divided the people, because those are heretic people. You shouldn't listen to them, needless to say. Come on, guys. Come on. Ask some serious questions, man. Why does Allah say to Musa, go both of you to Pharaoh, for he has transgressed all bounds, and speak to him gently. Perhaps he may take heed or fear, when Allah already knows Pharaoh won't believe. Because that's exactly how everything else in this world works. Why did Allah Azza wa Jal reveal the Quran and tell the Prophet ﷺ to tell the people to follow the Quran, believe the Quran, if he already knows who will accept it and who will not? In fact, why did Allah Azza wa Jal create the creation and, you know, make us live this life if he already knows whether we're going to go to Jannah or Jahannam? That's not a question that you ask. Because Allah wants the things to be established so that when they come on Yawm al-Qiyam, no one will say, hey, what happened? You know, why am I going to hell? Well, because Allah knows that if you had lived life, then you would have been an evil person and you would wind up in hell. The person is going to say, hey, wait, no, it's not fair. So Allah allowed all of these things to materialize so that no one will come and say, wait, I didn't know. Now you know. Hey, next. Is it a bid'ah to single out a set of the sunan rawatib to pray regularly besides the fard prayers? For example, only the 2 rak'ats of dhuhr after the fard and leaving out all the rest. No, whatever you can do, it's all voluntary. Whatever you can do, you can do. If you're trying to select a couple and leave the other ones thinking that there's something special about that, then that's when it becomes a bid'ah. Otherwise, it's fine. What are the main reasons for intikas? Well, it's because either you didn't really know properly, you didn't have the proper belief, or you let one of two things overcome you. Either your desires or the doubts. So when you give in to one of these two, this will be a reason for intikas. Intikas is when you basically turn back on your heels and you go astray after you had been guided. Can we take from Abdurrahman McCarthy? Brother Abdurrahman McCarthy is a good brother. I've met him in person. He's generally good, but there are some observations about some of the stances he has regarding matters of governments and Egypt. He has a khutbah that someone sent to me that was quite disturbing. So I do have some issues in this regard regarding some of the stances he has about matters of khuruj and people in charge and rulers and so on and so forth. But because I haven't had a discussion with him about this yet, I will hold back. But his general information, which he discusses matters of the deen outside the discussion of dealing with rulers and things of this and politics and things of this nature, he's okay. When you get to that part, you got to be careful. Now, you got to raise. Assalamu alaikum. I don't watch Ertuğrul, Curls, Osman, etc. But my friends do. How should I advise them to stop watching it? I discussed this Ertuğrul in one of these Q&As. Go back and listen to everything, including all the Q&As. You will come and find a discussion, a detailed discussion on Ertuğrul. And then you could basically forward it to your lovely friend. Say, hey, listen to this guy. He has the following to say. So I will do the job on your behalf. Tamam? Sapience Institute is an organization that is pushed by Mo Hijab, Hamza Sabur, etc. It's an institute that arms Muslims with the removal of intellectual doubts. Should we support this institute? I personally say no. Because the direction of this institute, as I've seen a few of their ads, is all in support of this intellectualism and, again, the incorporation of philosophy and ilm al-kalam into da'wah at some degree. Not full-fledged ilm al-kalam, but a lot of aspects of ilm al-kalam are incorporated into their methodology, into their content. And so I personally don't see eye to eye with this organization. And I don't see eye to eye with this direction. And I don't think this is from the way of the Salaf. And I don't think it's needed that we go to this extent in order to try to give da'wah. There's many other traditional ways to give da'wah that are successful. And if the people don't accept, then that's on them. But yeah, I would look, in general, you probably don't want to support institutes in general, because you don't know what will happen afterwards. If they turn out to be, and I'm not talking about the Sapience, let's say whatever institute, they turn out to be radical, the people will come after you. The government will come after you. You give some money to some institute, some organization, they wind up going astray, then they're going to come and say, hey, you supported these people. You don't know how these funds will be used. So my advice to every Muslim, there's nothing better than safety. Play safe. You have money, give it to some person who cannot even find food to put in his mouth. Do not give it to institutions that you don't know what they will do with this money. They might use this money to buy coffee and tea and, you know, pay for first class tickets from this country to that country. And madri ish, really, your hard-earned money is going to be spent for someone to travel and have a lavish life on your expense. Wallahi, it's tough, yani. May Allah never put us in this position. But, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I would say stay away from it. That's my current position. I might change later, but this is how I feel right now. Now. طيب. Hussein Khan, Habibi, you've earned yourself a timeout. And next time, I will block you. Okay? You want to come and troll me here on my page and talk nonsense, and now you want to speak to the audience and give them advice and lie against Samsung. My father-in-law still has the Galaxy Note 1, which was released in 2011. It's 2021 now. Okay? I know many people that have phones that are 6 and 7 years old. Please spare us your gir-gir when you act like you know what you're talking about. Wallahi, next time I will block you. I don't care, Habibi. Ana hina, marra hina, marra fasil. You've been warned. Ish hada. Sheikh, are you going to keep giving these tafsir class after Ramadan, or is this Ramadan treat? Wallahi, Muslim Lina, the intention is to continue. We just don't know how. Because we have to finish the Aqidah class. And we want to incorporate the tafsir class, because I enjoy this actually. I enjoy this a lot. So we need to find a way to make it happen. Again, I have a full-time job. So whatever we do is we're trying to do it during my own personal time, try to squeeze it in. We will see, inshallah. We will get back to you. But yes, we want. Basically, the intention is there. How? We ask Allah for facilitation. Make dua. Next. Yalla guys, a couple more questions. My reading isn't as fluent as I'd. So I follow a reciter as Sudais and read along in Arabic to train my reading. Sometimes I don't understand a word or sentence in Quran. Is this okay at first? Yeah, of course it's okay at first. What else can you do? Do your best. May Allah bless you. Which adhan calculation method and apps are closest to Quran and Sunnah, and if their calculations are off for Fajr, will the siyam be batil? Barakallahu fik. Wallahi, the calculation method, I don't know. I don't remember the options. I believe it's either like Shafi'i or the Shia. Well, they have some really strange ones, but it should be the Shafi'i one. I believe it's the closest to the Sunnah. If they make the wrong calculations, know that your fasting is not batil unless you know that it's wrong and you don't care. But if you don't know any better and you have no other alternative to find out the actual proper timing of Fajr and Maghrib, then Allah will not bear you beyond your scope. Allah will not burden you, beyond your scope. You're excused in that sense. But you need to exert all the effort out there to make sure that you're following and getting the right, accurate information. Next. Is secularism a hujja for kuffar? What do you mean? I'm blocking him myself. Bye-bye, learner. You were a very fast learner, mashallah, tabarakallah. You learn ala tul. You saw your friend get, yani, how dumb can you be? You just saw me mute someone. So you come and you want to troll? Nothing, you're going to get banned? Mash, genius. iPhone users, the smartest people in the world, mashallah, tabarakallah. Can interest money be spent by buying things for the poor? No, you cannot. Interest money should be used to build toilets and for public services. And this is if you have no choice but to receive this money. Otherwise, you shouldn't even be receiving interest money. You should apply for an account if you have to use a bank where there's no interest. You don't want any interest in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, maybe it is the same account. You're right, guy. Assalamu alaikum, ya bash muhandis. I got super fat. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Did gastric sleeve, lost a lot of weight, and now I have a lot of loose skin. Shave it off. is it haram to do skin removal surgery? Oh my God, I was skin removal surgery. What are you just going to have flesh? You walk around with bones. I don't know what skin removal surgery. Oh, they probably trim your skin. Wallah, ya Sheikh, you need a fatwa. You need a fatwa from a mufti. I'm not qualified. Allah al-musta'an. Allah al-musta'an. Why did you not just have a diet like everybody else, man? Yalla, last question, guys. Is making girlfriend from cotton candy halal or haram? Yani, who makes a girlfriend and eats her? Ya monster, enta. Ya monster. You're gonna eventually, are you gonna make a girlfriend from cotton candy and then what? You're just gonna look at her all day? Or ya Mr. Hug, enta, you need to be hugged by a bear. And this bear should probably bite off your head because of your head not working properly and thinking adequately. What the heck kind of question is this, Yaakhi, making go? What do you mean you're going to make a girlfriend? And you first of all, having a girlfriend is haram. Second of all, Yaakhi, say make a wife. And then we say, is it a valid marriage to cotton candy? Who is going to be her wali? And who's going to offer her in marriage? And the shuhada, they're going to be sitting there scratching their head like, is this guy really marrying cotton candy? What in the world are you thinking? Allah al-Azim. I give up. Last question. It was supposed to end already. Can we interpret the verse, never will the Jews, the Christians be pleased with you until you follow their faith, as referring to other categories of the disbelievers as well? As referring to other categories of the disbelievers as well. Yes, the scholars say that it's not just the Jews and the Christians. It's a general thing, but they are being specifically mentioned in the ayah. Now, طيب جزاكم الله خير سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك أتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته